Pleased to welcome our next guest to the program, the Mount Royal University, of course, the men's hockey team in recent years made the whole school. It's been a huge time of transition for Mount Royal, its athletics, the collegiate, the programs, everything, as they're now a university. And part of that is moving to the CIS and now in there taking their cuts with the big dogs, if you will, the University of Alberta's, the University of Saskatchewan, and all of that. And it's been an exciting time. And adding to that, their new head coach, he's Bert Gilling, and is new to Calgary. So welcome to Calgary, Bert. Good to talk to you. How are things?
Oh, good morning, Boomer. Thanks for having me on. Everything is everything's rolling along. It's great to be in Calgary. Sure, enjoy the what I read is the Mardi Gras of Canada and Calgary Stampede Week. So it's been fun.
Now, have you done any stampeding, sir?
Well, I've been doing a little research, picking my spots here. I've been living vicariously through my players. They've been enjoying it a little bit, and I don't know if I want to be hanging out with what they've been doing. So it's I've been eyeing up this Scorpion Pizza thing, too. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, stay away from that, yeah. Coach. You'd probably be best. We'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
This is a really exciting time. I know for the school and everything, everything's moving in exciting new directions, and for you to come in and take over this program, I guess for starters, tell us about your, because I know you spent a lot of time in the NCAA with Bemidji State, which for people listening, that's the alma mater of Joel Otto. He was a Bemidji State alum. The 15 years down south, what brought you back home to Canada?
Well, Dean, I originally grew up in Manitoba, small town in Alexandra, actually. Played all my youth hockey in Brandon and through junior hockey with the Estevan Bruins, and was able to get a scholarship actually at Duluth. Former place of Brett Hull, and I think the Flames signed Mason Raymond here, the alma mater for Mason Raymond as well. And as you mentioned, been at Bemidji after that, coaching for 15 years. So it's actually 19 years of NCAA Division I hockey playing and coaching it. Got to the point at Bemidji, I went there in 99, and that was the first year of the program elevated to Division I. And I was a part of the building of that program right up until this past year, and as an assistant coach. And really in the last couple of years, Dean, I've had an itch to become a head coach and have a program to call my own and to build something and have an impact as a head coach. That my time at Bemidji State served me well for that. I was looking around through the NCAA and in Canada West, and this opportunity came about. Always loved Calgary. My wife is a Western Canadian as well, from Manitoba, and we're excited to move in here and call us home.
It's hard to land head coaching jobs, and you'll see it at pretty much every level. NHL coaches that leave. We actually just saw Jamie Compan leave an assistant coaching job in Chicago with the Blackhawks to be a head coach with the Portland Winterhawks. You sometimes have to make big life decisions, and I'm sure in the NCAA, unless you're an alumni or unless you're an American, it can be a very difficult thing. Would that be fair?
No question, Boomer. I mean, the NCAA is a great level, and it's funny how you don't see... There's more CIS and Canada West coaches who have advanced to the NHL as head coaches, Willie Desjardins just being the latest as a U of C former coach. Mike Babcock, Barry Trotz, Wayne Fleming, Andy Murray, Bill Peters, like all these guys are CIS and Canada West in particular former coaches. At the NCAA, you don't see a lot of head coaching movement because, you know, part of it's salary, security, the level of hockey is very good. And now, like Colorado College just hired a new coach, Mike Haviland, former assistant coach of the Chicago Blackhawks as well. So for a young assistant coach who's paid his dues, it's hard to get those head coaching opportunities. So, you know, when you talk to guys like the Mike Babcocks and you listen to the Ken Hitchcocks, and they always say, look, if you want to be a head coach, be a head coach. And I think that's why you're seeing some of these kind of outside-the-box moves, non-traditional moves, if you will, to get head coaching opportunities. And for me, I feel very fortunate that I know and love the collegiate university level, and I feel very fortunate to have this opportunity to build a program here at Mount Royal.
Chatting with Bert Gilling, the new men's hockey coach over at Mount Royal, the Mount Royal Cougars, getting set for the 2014-15 season. So aside from the opportunity, because head coaching jobs don't come open that often, but what was it specifically that drew you to Mount Royal, and what gets you most excited about the coming season?
Well, for me, I followed Canada West hockey throughout all the years. you know, with Mount Royal, I have to be honest with you, I didn't know a lot about it at the start of this process. I saw the opportunity first, and then I did my research. I was blown away by the campus. I've been on campuses all throughout North America in the last 19 years, and I thought Mount Royal's campus is awesome. The academic setting is outstanding. I love the smaller class sizes, beautiful buildings, nice location in Southwest Calgary. So I like that from the coaching standpoint. I like that there's a good foundation laid by the previous coach, Jean LaForest, here. So it wasn't like a total rebuild program. We're just building up now. The hockey facilities are okay with the Flames Community Arenas and the Cougar Blue Arena, and we can enhance those. The locker room facilities are actually outstanding. I think they're the best in Canada West. You know, and then I look at their team. You know, they made the playoffs last year. We're still at an emerging stage, but there's a lot of potential, and I love the fact that Calgary is such a progressive city. Most of all, at the college university level, is your ability to recruit and get players, and I think there's a lot of assets here to recruit and get good players in the future.
Recruiting's a big part of the job, obviously, and like you say, starting still in the emerging stages, it might be tough to go in there and try and lure players that might be looking at the U of A's or the U of S's, I would suppose, but that's nothing new for you. People might know Matt Reed of the Philadelphia Flyers. He was one of the guys that you brought to Bemidji. There's any number of players. Andrew Murray used to play with the Columbus Blue Jackets. He was one of the guys that you brought in to Bemidji. So it's kind of right in your wheelhouse to try and convince players that this is where they have to be.
You're right on, Boomer, and it's critical. The recruiting part of it's the lifeline of a program. And at Bemidji State, you know, we're competing against the University of Minnesota, the University of North Dakota, the University of Wisconsin. And, you know, you've got to find your niche. You got to know who you are. You got to find people and players that fit your culture and buy in. You know, you look at guys like Matt Reed and Andrew Murray. I've been trying to convince recruits around here and then our own players here at Mount Royal that at Bemidji State University, we've had 15 players that have gotten AHL or NHL opportunities over the last 5, 6, 7 years. And only one of those guys was an NHL draft pick. A lot of those guys were free agents. And that's the mentality that I'm bringing to this program, and that's my background in player development. And I'm trying to, my goal is to bring that NCAA Division I mentality in terms of off ice, on the ice, and in the classroom right here at Mount Royal. I believe we can get it done.
Bert Gilling is our guest. He's the new men's hockey coach over at Mount Royal. Exciting times over for the Cougars and for the school in general. And we always have the debate, and I think it's a neat one for you now, having done the NCAA thing yourself as a player and a coach, and now you're, I'm sure, talking to many people from the Western Hockey League. The availability of scholarships, the money is there, and Mount Royal, there are scholarships available for players. It's an exciting time to be a kid coming out of major junior with the thoughts of trying to get a great education. Where better than Mount Royal?
Well, exactly right. And again, in Calgary, you know, when one of the lures for me to come up here at this time was, I think the opportunities for players, particularly the major junior players, the opportunities they have provided for them by the organization and the WHL and CHL is as best as it's ever been. And I really see Canada West Hockey and following it. They're the big benefactors of the scholarship packages offered at these WHL teams. And for me, when I'm talking to young men from that level, the roadblock I've had is that the players, it's like the WHL is like a mini NHL. It's almost treated media-wise and everything else from like a mini NHL. And I'm trying to change that mentality. Like going to Canada West is kind of a step down. Well, you know, I didn't get the AHL opportunity. Well, I'll play college hockey, or I'm going to pursue minor pro hockey. And I'm trying to tell these guys, just as I told you in the previous part, that this shouldn't be the end. And with the off-ice training, with the coaching, you look at the level of coaches, as I mentioned earlier, that have been through here, and then you look at the NHL, Dean, 30% of the NHL are former college hockey players. And I think that at the Canada West level, we've got to continue to develop to produce that level of player and athlete to be attractive to that NHL level. And like I say, with Calgary and Mount Royal, we've got the facilities and the passion with our administration to do that.
I know it was it made some news not that long ago. Cam McLeese is a player that I would think people in this area would know very well, a very highly skilled player. Not this year, but very soon he'll be wearing Mount Royal blue.
Yes, he committed to our program. He actually transferred back home, so to speak. He went out to New Brunswick to start his education there, and things didn't work out. And, you know, Cam was a very highly recruited player out of junior hockey. He was a Canadian Junior A Player of the Year. You know, he's a 6'2", 6'3", forward that dominated the Alberta Junior League. Last couple of years is that NHL development camp looks. You know, I just had the Tampa Bay Lightning look, and then we're working out the details where he can go back to their camp in the fall. He's been invited back to their fall main camp. So we're very excited about that. He's a heck of a guy. He's a heck of a student. He recognizes the important balance between academics and hockey. He wants to get his degree, and he's got the passion to be a player. And, you know, as I've told guys who are inquiring about being on my staff, that there's a guy that we've got to take responsibility for if he's got the want to get him that opportunity to be ready to play at the NHL level.
So you come in with this team, and like you say, it's in the building stages. What do you know about your roster? How full or how close are you to having a roster set for this coming season? And I guess just it must be hard. You come in, you want to dive right in, and you're in the middle of summer. There's only so much you can do right now.
Yeah, no, exactly. I did start a little bit behind, probably particularly more on the major junior part of it, just with the timing of everything. For me, you know, I'm looking forward to the upcoming year because for me it'll take a full year to really have the impact and develop the connections and the relationships and the evaluations of the players at all levels to bring in the best players. And it takes a while. I mean, that's part of the recruiting process. Our roster is pretty good right now in terms of numbers. We do have a couple offers out. We're just trying to fill a couple spots up front. We'd love to get that wrapped up here soon. I kind of like our team. I do. I think we've upgraded the defense core. Our goaltending's been really solid, was a strength of the team. You know, and then up front, we've got some pretty good returning players, and Cody Carche was a point-of-game guy, and one name that people around Calgary should be familiar with is Tyler Fiddler. Played the Memorial Cup for them, was a 30-goal scorer at the Hitmen, and he was a transfer from the UFC for us, and this will be his first full season as a Mount Royal Cougar. And guys around the league, fellow coaches have said he could be the best forward in the league, so we're excited about that. And, you know, in talking with Tyler, he's got a lot of passion to be a player. So I think there's some tools in place. You know, I'm trying to – one thing I do want to upgrade is the speed and compete level of our team. And, you know, again, that's part of my NCAA background. I want to have an identity of a team that really skates, that plays with a lot of energy and effort.
Also, there was one last thing I was gonna mention, but it's kind of slipped my mind there. I do want to mention, because I know you guys have got a hockey school that's coming up for kids of various age groups, a chance for you to raise some funds and to start to build that familiarity with others of the Mount Royal Cougars and what's going on. What's the story about the hockey school and where are you guys at?
Well, you know what, Dean, we're trying to wrap up the enrollment for that. We've got a couple of groups that are already filled. What's going on with this right now is that we've got August 18th to 22nd, and then the 25th to 29th at the community arenas. We've got basically novice to Pee Wee programs for kids. We're going to have myself, Scott Rivett, the women's head coach, you know, our staff members, and we're going to have probably six or seven players. It's kind of a day-long camp with regards to on-ice sessions, multiple on-ice sessions a day, some off-ice work, you know, more fitness sort of level and introductory stuff and some games and whatnot, along with some theory and video and stuff. And it's we really want to do, for me in particular, this camp is huge because we really want to bridge in our area in the southwest corner of Calgary here. We really want to bridge great relationships with all the youth hockey organizations and the families and the kids. You know, we're looking forward to this camp. And I think the registration is going to max out about 120 or 130. And we've got about 20 spots left open. So we'd like to fill that up and get ready for the camp.
details on the website, I would suppose?
Yep. You go to the Mount Royal Cougar Athletic site, and you can go under camps or go under men's hockey. It's right there on the website. There's a registration form to fill out, and we're looking forward to that here in about another month.
And I know now what I was going to ask you, and it was about the rivalry, the University of Calgary, Mount Royal. I think it's that too is still in the building stage, but you may have heard about it. The game that was held at there was the women's and the men's game that were held at the Saddle Dome. It was a fantastic night. The energy in that building was terrific, and I think it would be great for the city to have this Cougars-Dinos rivalry really, really kick in over the next few years. You must be excited to try and build towards that as well.
Well, I love it. And it was one of the attractive things for me when I was considering this position, the Crowchild Classic. I love the idea. It's progressive thinking between the two institutions. And this is such a great city, and it's a sports-minded city, and it's a hockey-based city, that I think this idea of the Crowchild Classic has a huge potential. And I know I've already been talking with our alumni foundations board here at Mount Royal. They see it as a maybe like a potential homecoming opportunity for our school, and it really went well. The 6,000 people that came to it, I think the city of Calgary should be really proud and build on it, but the 6,000 people that came to it was the highest attended game in CIS hockey history, and it's only going to grow in the future. And you know, it's free. It's a free event, for crying out loud. So you know what, that's a big part of it here for me, is to, with this hockey program, to kind of serve as a front door to our university with events like this. I think it's got a great deal of potential. In fact, Thursday, January 15th, it just got announced in the last week or so, it's Thursday, January 15th at 7 o'clock. We're going to be going head-to-head with the Dinosaurs again in the Crowchild Classic at the Saddle Dome, and we're going to look to remain to stay unbeaten. We're 2-0 against those guys, and we're going to try and keep that going.
Burke, congratulations. Welcome to Calgary. I know you even have some family in Calgary, so it's almost a homecoming for you, like you say. Good luck with the gig, and I think it's great for sport in Calgary. I've always been a fan. When I worked in Brandon covering CIAU hockey and all of that, I always thought that the collegiate level was terrific, and watching that game at the Saddle Dome last year was hugely exciting. Good luck, and we look forward to a big year of Cougars hockey.
I appreciate it, Boomer. Thanks for having me on.
Welcome to Calgary.
Thank you.
There's Burt Gilling, the new men's hockey coach over at Mount Royal. They're in the CIS now. They are building towards some big things.